Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to visit with Scott Carlson, entering his 24th year as head basketball coach at Brimfield High School. Of course, a graduate locally of Alwood High School in 1979. We're going to talk a little bit about a book that he has written called The Road to Peoria, A Coach's Journey, documenting the 2015 season. Brimfield, they won the state title that year. Before we talk about that, Coach, I guess tell us how you've been dealing with the pandemic. I know playing kind of the waiting game like everyone, I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just really strange walking out of the classroom and walking to my car instead of to the gymnasium. The experience is something nobody wanted to go through, and hopefully this comes to an end sometime soon. But it's, you know, the kids are upset about it. They want to play. It's just something I'm not used to. I've been doing this for, 37 years, actually, some type of basketball coaching. So going home with nothing to do is definitely very odd.
Could you imagine if 2015, the Brimfield Indians had just won a super sectional game on a Tuesday night? Now, 2015 was the year you won the state title. And then yes. on that Wednesday, you're getting set to depart, make arrangements for the state tournament, and all this information is starting to be disseminated about this pandemic. And lo and behold, you get to Peoria on a Thursday, and they're saying, well, I think we're going to play, but maybe no fans. And then, of course, as that day progressed, they said state tournament canceled. What was your perspective? You had to feel for a lot of those kids and a lot of those coaches last year that had just won, I should say earlier this year, we're talking about last season, that just won super sectional basketball games. And I mean, they talk about the thrill of victory. They're going to the state tournament, and then boom, they learn the state tournament has been canceled. How can you relate to that, and can you put your shoes on and say, man, what if that happened to us in 2015?
Yeah, that's hard to even imagine what they experienced. That, you know, Roanoke Benson's kind of in our area, and they were there. They got their 30 minutes on the court to warm up, and shortly thereafter they found out there wasn't going to be any game. I can't even imagine that. I mean, Coach Kreider, my assistant, myself, we've called that weekend the perfect weekend. Just everything was amazing from that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and for schools not to be able to go through that. They don't know how good it was going to be for them, but they know it was definitely a special weekend that they missed out on, and I definitely feel bad for them. Even the bigger schools like Peoria Notre Dame, obviously in our area too, was ranked number one in the state, getting ready to go and possibly win a state championship. And I think Roanoke Benson had a good shot at that as well. And just not getting that opportunity has got to be so frustrating. I can't imagine what that would be like, having been able to go through it and get the joy of that weekend, but I do know they missed out on a lot, and I definitely feel bad for them.
And, you know, you look back to March, and, you know, as we're doing this interview with you today, you know, December 3rd, we're still wondering when and if we're going to play. So,
right.
I mean, I just remember, you know, last March when that happened, you know, you're thinking to yourself, well, you know, hopefully spring they'll be able to play spring sports. Well, you know, you look at the calendar, boom, spring sports eventually get canceled. Then you say to yourself, well, there's no way the high school football season. They'll play the high school football season.
Right.
Well, nope, the high school football season didn't start in August, and they're hoping to play in February, of course. And then you say, well, surely by, you know, basically the girls' basketball season always is the first winter sport to start. You say, surely, well, they're going to play girls' basketball. Well, nope, they're not. And so now we're, best case scenario is a January start as we speak on December 3rd. But the calendar is starting to kind of get away from us a little bit. What do you think about all this as we move forward? And clearly nothing's going to happen until the earliest in January. So how are you dealing with this, I guess?
It's it's extremely frustrating. Basically, every 2 weeks you wait for another announcement, it seems like, and things get put back even further. I remember we were in masks with full contact for like 1 week, and then found out that was the end of that. We could continue working on shooting and ball handling, but we had to eliminate the contact, and then that went away. And like you said, the time for start has continued to be pushed back. I think, you know, January is probably a dream at this point, with things peaking and the way things are sounding from Governor Pritzker and so forth. But hopefully we can get that contact back and get the guys in the gym and getting, you know, that teamwork going a little bit. And just, you know, we're hoping that something happens. I know, I think like middle of February is perhaps a time to start a season, and I think that's what we're hoping for at this point. But again, as things continue getting pushed back week after week, it's definitely frustrating, and the guys are constantly wanting to know what's up next, and they want to play, and hopefully that does happen for us.
Well, and that's the thing. We start talking about the dates of when a season would start, and I know the IHSA in their announcement yesterday, they had the meeting on December 2nd, just kind of an update, and basically saying that they're going to have to look at the calendar and examine how the seasons would work. But, you know, going into the season with the modified calendar, they talked about a spring football start, which is February 15th.
Right.
And then I think that they moved up what they call the definition of summer to April 19th, which is baseball and track. And, you know, I know in my multiple conversations with the IHSA, you know, trying to get what definitions mean when they come from state agencies, and the governor had indicated, well, basketball should be played in the spring. Well, everybody's saying, well, does he mean spring by the modified IHSA calendar? And most people say, well, I don't think he means that. I think he truly means spring, like May or June. So here's a guy that coaches at Brimfield. Now, I know, you know, Elmwood Brimfield has had a successful football co-op. No question about that. They've had a successful baseball co-op. Always great in high school baseball. So I guess, you know, the question now is, if basketball cannot be played in the winter, where can it be placed? And that's a key question for small schools. So as a basketball coach, where do you think basketball can be played, factoring in football, baseball, and track seasons, if basketball can't be played in the winter?
That's where I think the earlier definition of spring is what fits us best. Like you said, we co-op with Elmwood in football. We actually don't have a lot of the varsity basketball guys that play football as well. That'd be a tough pick for them as to which sport they do. But we have far less that do football than we have that do baseball. We have just about everybody on my basketball team does baseball. And sharing the sports there would be quite difficult with scheduling and so forth. Maybe less difficult as far as adjusting from one sport to the other. I think switching from football, playing a football game on Friday night and then turn around and playing quite difficult. If basketball could start, you know, February 15th, you know, I would maybe lose one or two guys to football. But it's going to be a tough decision in the next season, especially when baseball missed out on their season last year. I'm sure the guys are really antsy to play that. For small schools, it's not ideal whatsoever, obviously, and maybe even impossible in some situations. We're a little bit have a luxury since we co-op, whereas a lot of schools don't have that possibility, and I don't really see how many schools can actually adapt to that.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing I think about too here, Coach, again, speaking with Scott Carlson, we're going to get into his book he wrote on his 2015 state championship season. You know, and here's a guy that I think, well, you've been the head coach for 24 years. I think you've been involved in, you know, coaching some way, for 37 some odd years, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and we're so accustomed in today's society and today's culture of playing all the time. You know, games all the time, whatever you play. Now, I know some kids have been able to play some AAU off-season stuff as it relates to basketball or baseball, but I think most of that has come to a stop now with these Tier 3 mitigations. And then for you, from a coaching standpoint of basically, you know, in terms of true competition of, hey, it's mano a mano tonight, it's Brimfield, we're playing our top rival, we're going to go at it. You know, we have a conference game tonight on a Friday night, we need to get after it. So you're looking at, you know, probably when play resumes, almost a year layoff of head-to-head, you know, competition. You know, the competitive spirit. Can you flip the switch back on that quickly? That's my question in terms of the adjustment of, man, when we do resume playing, it's going to feel so weird, isn't it? I mean, what about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we didn't get the summer leagues that we normally have, the team camps that we normally go to, and so we didn't have any of that. And like I said, we only had 1 week of contact with mask. And, you know, if we do get a season, it's going to be in an empty gym, no matter what. So it'll be so strange. We'll accept that strangeness, but it'll be so strange. And like he's asked, flipping the switch, that's, I guess, yet to be seen as to how that's going to happen. I think there might be, I don't know, will it be more upsets or will it be more blowouts? Or I really don't know what the situation will be, but... the guys are ready to compete. I think once they're warming up and the ball's jumped up and the game's going, they're definitely going to compete. But just the overall atmosphere is just going to be so strange if this all does happen with no fans, with masks perhaps on. We're willing to accept whatever happens, but yeah, like you said, it's going to be definitely a different situation for everybody.
Yeah, and you mentioned that about, you know, fans not being there or student sections not being there. And, you know, I too want what's best for the kids and the student athletes, and I want them just to get the opportunity of playing. But, you know, if you watch... collectively, whether you watch, you know, professional sports or collegiate sports, it's not the same. And I'm glad I was watching Illinois and Baylor last night playing at, you know, Indianapolis, and it just didn't have the vibe, you know. And I know Michigan State played Duke at Duke earlier this week in college basketball.
Right.
No fans. It just doesn't have the vibe. And, you know, you're dealing with, you know, top-level five-star talent in Division I college basketball, but it just doesn't feel the same way. And whether you watch the Major League Baseball playoffs, it doesn't feel the same way, or you watch the NFL or whatever sporting event it is. And it does, you know, it almost, to me... It is almost going to feel like summer league stuff when you resume playing. Now, you know, that's better than nothing, but in terms of missing out on that whole experience and then seeing how kids kind of adapt to that too. Now, mind you, I know, you know, when you're playing, you know, in the winter months in a regular calendar, you know, some of the tournament games you play out of, it's a 10 o'clock morning, there's nobody there, I get that. But just not to have anybody in the gym in terms of fans or student sections or the bands or whatever, that's a big part that's going to be missing. Now, someday, some way, I hope we can get back to that, because the kids need that too, I believe. I mean, I truly believe they need that experience too, because that's going to be a big absence when we do resume.
Yeah, when they see their buddies in the crowd, and yeah, when we went to stay in 2015, you know, the gym's packed, the game's over, the students are forming a tunnel for them to go through. We have cheerleaders, you know, getting the crowd going, and just overall excitement. Just walk in the gym and you just get goosebumps, yeah, with seeing what's going on, hearing the noise, and the guys react to that. You went back to some games this week. I'm sure Michigan State probably would have struggled a little bit more at Duke than they did without a crowd. And I think Illinois would have had a bigger crowd in Indianapolis than Baylor, and that would have helped them a little bit last night.
Yep.
But, that experience is breathtaking at times, walking into a, when we went to sectional games or super sectional games and walk into the gym and it's already packed. People stand up and cheer for you as you're walking in. It's something that is something you cherish forever, and hopefully these guys are able to get that experience. I really feel bad for the seniors as time keeps ticking on them, and that possibility of happening gets slimmer and slimmer, I guess. But like you said, hopefully we at least get in the gym and get at least some competition going, whether we have a crowd or not.
All right, speaking with Scott Carlson, he's that basketball coach at Brimfield, a great 24-year run, including a state title in 2015. And we're going to take a break and come back and really get into that, as he has written a book called The Road to Peoria, Coach's Journey, about that 2015 state championship season. More coming up with Coach Carlson, a 1979 Alwood grad. He's joining us on the WRMJ Sports Line.